Love Inspired and Harper Audio present Alaskan Rescue by Terry Reed. Performed by Natalie Duke. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13. 1. Ariel, hurry up. Coming. Are we sure we should be doing this? Ariel Potter glanced behind her. Nothing but trees and thick underbrush covered in layers of April snow. When Ariel's best friend, Violet James, had called her this morning to announce they were going on yet another wedding party excursion, which included Violet's fiancé, Lance Wells, and his best man, Jared Dennis, Ariel had anticipated maybe they were going sledding or even skiing. Certainly not hiking in Chagach State Park through the snow-covered forested mountains, one of the many natural wonders of Alaska. Their tour guide, Cal Brooks, had led them off the marked trail, despite the signs clearly stating all hikers were to stay on the path. Anxiety fluttered in Ariel's stomach. They were breaking the rules, which wasn't cool. It's fine. Violet adjusted her sky-blue knit cap over her medium-length blonde hair. You worry too much. We're going to lose the guys if we don't hurry. Shaking her head, Ariel trudged on, thankful for the waterproof, insulated boots on her feet. A shiver traipsed down her spine, despite the warmth of her bright pink feather down jacket. The area was so wild and remote, reminding her of the time when she was 6 and wandered from her family's campsite. It had been hours before she'd found her way back. Her parents hadn't even noticed her missing. Her fingers curled against the memory. She was thankful for the hand warmers inside her gloves. The Nikon D7500 camera hanging around her neck had grown heavy. The thing only weighed a pound and a half, but could be more like 20 if the pain tugging at her neck was any indication. She lifted it off her chest and snapped some pictures of Violet's retreating back and of the 3 men even farther ahead as they crested the rise and then moved out of sight. With a sigh of resignation, Ariel continued to trek through the snow. This was not how she had wanted to spend her Saturday. She should be training her sled dogs for next weekend's last fun run race of the season, as well as seeing to the next breeding schedule, which was her main source of income. And there was the puppy to consider. Poor Sasha was no doubt confused to be sent to the neighbors for the day again. Not to mention, this week Ariel was going to be accepting an award for her skill at breeding champion dogs. The Iditarod had recently ended, and many of her champion Alaskan husky sled dogs had placed in the top positions with their respective mushers, and she hadn't even started on her acceptance speech. The only thing she could come up with was thanking her nomadic parents for teaching her everything she knew about dogs, mushing, and breeding. Not that they would be in attendance. Her parents lived out of a travel trailer and rarely stayed in one place. It had been 6 months since the last time they'd stopped through Anchorage on their roamings. Ah, well, it was her own fault for letting Violet convince her that she could take a day off. Actually, another day in a long line of days off. As the maid of honor, Ariel could hardly refuse Violet, who was so excited about her upcoming nuptials. Lance Wells, the groom-to-be, had planned all sorts of wedding events over the past week. First, it had been whale watching, next, an escape room adventure, then line dancing, and now hiking on unmarked trails. Lance had insisted on this excursion, and Violet seemed to want to do anything that Lance said, because she was in love. Ariel didn't like the sour grapes twisting in her chest. At 29, she kind of despaired she'd ever find her Mr. Right. She wasn't looking, mind you. Love seemed like a risky endeavor, especially after the fiasco of her last boyfriend, Jason, a mistake she truly regretted. He'd seemed
sample complete. Ready to continue?